Coach, just about a year ago, you were going from the tight ends coach to taking over the offensive line. How has that unit grown over the past year?
I tell you, it's been unbelievable growth. It's been a wonderful experience to see these guys who have really been given a whole new offense to learn in a very short period of time, and to watch them develop their skills, and then to be able to bring some new guys into the group and teach them and mentor them into what we have now.
What's been kind of your philosophy and the changes that you've implemented along that offensive line, looking back a year ago compared to who they are now?
Well, the first thing we wanted to do is we wanted to make sure that we could play without hurting ourselves, without having negative plays, without having a lot of sacks. We wanted to try to eliminate those things that were causing us a lot of trouble. And then we wanted to eventually be able to build versatility in the group so that Matt and all the other skill players could take advantage of their great abilities.
And you're using a lot of young guys to get that done. I mean, just this past game, Riley Reif obviously wasn't able to go, and Larry Warford, a fourth-year player, was your oldest guy on that line. What are some of the challenges that come with playing such a young group?
Well, you know, one of the things I think is interesting, because I had a lot of this similar experience in college, is sometimes young guys will surprise you. We had a really cool moment in the game where one of our rookie linemen came to me and says, "Coach, what happens in overtime?" So sometimes that's really good, because they don't know enough to be nervous or really know enough to you know, be too worried about the grand scheme. They just worry about their job. And I think that's been really a hallmark of this group. They've really just focused on their particular assignment, the skills that we're trying to develop. We're kind of on that own, our little end of the field down there, working on our skills over and over again. And I think that's been really refreshing. It's been wonderful.
I love that overtime story. You guys have played in a lot of close games this season, even starting with the very first one. So yes. Let's dive into some of this film here. Show us this play from this game in Indianapolis.
You know, you can see the situation, and all of our fans are really aware of where we were. But this was, I think, one of the really big moments for us this year. We had a new group, a rookie left tackle, and we got an opportunity to get the ball moving in a two-minute drill, and we were able to have good enough protection here to be able to, Matt, to be able to connect with Marvin. And I really just, the fact that the pocket is so clean here, we had Ebron helping us out, we've got a twist game occurring on the right side, Lakin's doing a great job of finishing on his side to try to clear the throwing lane for Matt, Decker's holding up against a good player. I think that was a really big moment for this group, and to build the quarterback's confidence in us, and then obviously their confidence in their own ability against a really good group.
And it prepared you for some close situations that you'd have in following games as well.
I think it did. I think from that moment on, everybody in that group felt, hey, you know what, we can do this, and the quarterback believes that he can hold in the pocket and deliver in a crucial moment. And I really think we'll look back and say that that was a big moment for us.
One of the things we've talked about extensively about this offensive line this year has been Riley Reif switching over to the right side of that line. You've got a clip of that right here and how he's been playing.
Riley's done a very good job for us, and it's given us, again, a lot of versatility. Here we have a play, where a very common play that we like to run, where we like to pull our guard and we run a power type of play to the left-hand side. The quarterback is communicating exactly what he wants. But we're getting the ball out in space to one of our very best players, Golden Tate. The pulling guard holds that linebacker right there on the inside of the hash. And this is what Riley Reif gives you at the tackle position, along with Decker. But Riley gives you a veteran person. He's checking to make sure that the ball's caught behind the line, that he's legal. And now he turns up and is able to complete his block on the defensive back. A lot of fans were excited about that. You know, the players got lots of tweets about it. But that was a really big growth moment for Riley to be on the other side of the ball against a phenomenal front. We're able to show one of our good plays. This is a very common play in college and pro football, but we're able to do something a little bit with it to really try to hold this backside backer here to give our guys good angles. Swanson gets a really key block, and then Golden does the rest.
Now let's look at the left side of that line, where you've definitely got some young guys there. Graham Glasgow at the guard position, and then Taylor Decker at the tackle position. What have you seen from them this year?
Well, you know, this was one of the, I thought, a really good growth moment for our offensive line group. Here we had Lucas is in at right tackle, because we had a little illness there at right tackle. But here, these two rookies are going against one of the very best players in all of football. Jadeveon Clowney's lined up right in between them. And so we're working to get the ball on the perimeter on this play. So there's Taylor Decker getting a block on Jadeveon Clowney right there. Really, we work so hard on getting this block just right. And then you can see the athletic ability of Graham and Swanson getting out on the perimeter. And both of them execute excellent blocks. And that's really not easy for big guys to be able to go out and get a block on small athletic people in the perimeter. And that's just a fantastic effort. And that's really what we've asked of the players. And they've really demanded and supported from each other. And we've been very pleased with that. But those two young people, that's an example there of dealing with one of the very best players in the league and being able to try to put the ball in some maybe non-conventional places to try to give Theo and the other running backs an opportunity to use their skill set the best.
And that creativity has been something we've seen a lot from this offense, and it's come in handy in very important moments like this one.
Yes, this was, again, this play got a lot of attention, but, you know, so we really wanted to be able to use all of our best players to our benefit. Here's a play with Golden Tate actually behind the quarterback, and a couple of plays were run before this to give us an opportunity to set it up. We had a couple of plays where we actually ran it to Golden, and this was something we've been working on for quite a while. And so Golden obviously draws a lot of attention, and we have the ability to throw him the ball in this situation. But in this particular case, Matt does a great job pumping it, and now we're able to slip Theo out on the backside with a halfback screen. There's a lot of little things that go into this.
Right.
The linemen can't be downfield before the ball is thrown. They have to make sure that they read the linebackers in a certain way to make sure that the correct interior lineman gets on the correct person, if it's man or zone. The wide receivers have to do a good job on the perimeter blocking, as you see Marvin doing here, and then Theo does the rest. But really, just from the end zone copy, I think it does. It's terrific to see Larry be able to get out. You see Travis making sure that the edge is protected, Graham as well from behind, and then Swanson's able to make a play at the goal line there to make sure that the number 23 was unable to get a hand on Theo. But that's some of the kind of creativity that Jim Bob's doing a great job with. Our offensive linemen are playing in very versatile ways so that we can get the ball to our playmakers. And I think we're building. We're not a finished product. We're building. And we're very proud of the way that the group is learning and how much versatility they're building into their game.
You're about halfway through the season now. Still got 7 games to go. What do you need to see from that group in this second half?
Well, I think this is where we'll really find out what we're made of. I think the depth of our group really showed up with Corey the other day, Robinson playing in the game. I think the fact that we still have some other guys coming on that we think are developing, that's going to be positive, and it'll be tested. You start to get down into the later weeks of the regular season, you're really going to find out what kind of depth you have. You're also going to find out what kind of depth of confidence that each person has, and really can they go play on the road, tough moments, late in the game, and then obviously what our running game is going to look like. In order to get this team to where we want it to go, you have to be able to run the ball late in games. You have to be able to run it on the road and perhaps outside in inclement weather. And those are some of the things that we're still building towards. And I think the better our running game develops, you know, play actions and all the creative stuff that Jim Bob has in plan for us, I think that's where we'll see our best football ahead of us.
Well, we look forward to seeing those next 7 games. And, Coach, thanks for joining us. Enjoy your bye week.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.